Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain.
Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen.
You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a caution.
The late, great SRV. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Not quite late, great yet. Still hanging around. Still on the right side of the earth. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. Doug is the author of No Man's Land. Folks, you need to find that book. If you're a growing small business, you need to read what Doug says, how he identifies and reveals and explains no man's land and the condition that you get into from a capital standpoint, and where you kind of fall through a crack where you're too big for some capital sources and too small for other capital sources. So check that out. Doug is also the chair of the entrepreneurship program at Middle Tennessee State University, mtu.edu. Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking, folks, about what capitalization of small businesses is going to look like over the next 5, 10, 20 years, and how it's going to be a lot different than it was in the last 20 years. Doug, we were talking about the issues with independent banks. We've got we got a lot of new things coming out. Crowdfunding, factoring is becoming more mainstream and less loan sharky, so to speak. You had a couple of points you were going to make as we went to the break last time.
Well, I think that let's look at, you know, your point about how growing small businesses will get capitalized in the future. Right now, the banking system and that issue is not looking very favorable. But let's go to the equity side. I mean, I just interviewed or met with five private equity firms in the last 2 days. And private equity, as your audience might understand, is not KKR and Blackstone. There are actually about 2,800 investment firms that invest in private companies in the United States, mm-hmm. and they have literally $400 billion of dry powder, almost a half a trillion dollars of dry powder out. Now,
just money sitting idle.
Money sitting idle. Now, they are actively trying to deploy that, and I think one of the biggest trends is, now I realize this is larger than most of your small business listeners, but they need to understand that 5 years ago, unless you were $100 million in revenue, these capital sources wouldn't even give you a look. Mm-hmm. That's now down to $25 million.
Wow.
So it's a number of these funds are looking at companies much, much smaller, literally down to the $20 to $30, $40 million in revenue. Now, what that also means is that the valuation criteria right now is as high as I've ever seen it historically. So if you have a company, you know, you mentioned No Man's Land. No Man's Land is about companies that are too big to be small, too small to be big.
Right.
But if you can get your company up into that range, the value of it is significantly higher than it's ever been historically, even in this downturn.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one area. On the crowdfunding thing, I actually
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I want to stick something in on the private equity side.
Yeah.
The people that I'm worried about are the people who want to be at $25 million, get there, but they need capital, but they don't want any partners. You know what I mean? Because when you bring in a partner, as you know, pretty much, correct me if I'm wrong, correct me if this is changing. When you bring in an investment partner, one of the things that's almost always written down is an expectation of an exit.
No, there's not an expectation of an exit. There's a guaranteed exit.
There you go. Okay.
You're
making my point. And I'm just saying that if I... I'm also worried about the businesses that need the capital, but they don't want the partners.
Well, it's interesting. Then you have to go to the debt side of the
balance
sheet.
That's right.
And what's interesting there is you brought up factoring. I'm a little concerned about the notion of factoring in the following. There's a, if you look at a company, your audience might understand, at least from my, I'm a CPA and a chief financial officer. So if you look at a company's return on its assets, the only way you build value is if your return on your assets exceeds your cost of capital. And right now we're at historically low interest rates.
Cost
and
of capital,
a factoring, right. A factoring operation has become more competitive because their cost of capital is so low they can pass that on. If you get into a situation where interest rates rise, which I think eventually they're going to have
They're going to.
Well, what you end up having is companies that get hooked on a high cost of debt, and if it exceeds their return on assets, what they're basically doing is paying equity returns to a debtor. And I'm not so sure. Trust me, a debtor can be your partner real quickly if you're not outrunning their cost
That's
of
right.
capital.
No, I agree. The issue with factoring though is it's becoming more mainstream and less just for the people who are in trouble. And factoring, folks, is it's an asset-based
selling
loan.
Selling a receivable.
It's basically an asset-based loan that most small banks are not set up to make, but factoring companies are. It's where you basically sell your receivables, and you get working capital, and it's an option that's becoming more and more prevalent. We're going to talk some more about this. Let Doug talk some more about some of the ways he thinks this is going to look. Doug Tatum is our guest. He's the author of No Man's Land. Please check that book out. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.